Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Okay, well, today we are going to do an 80s edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. John and Heidi Small are the husband and wife team behind the All 80s station Sunny Radio in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. They also host a morning radio show there, and they're with us now from Sioux City, Iowa, about an hour away. John and Heidi, welcome.
Hello.
Hey there, thank you.
Well, and you started this station 6 years ago. What made you decide to do All 80s?
My wife made me do it.
Heidi, it's all you?
It's definitely all me. That was all that I was interested in playing. So I it wasn't even open for discussion, actually.
Do they ever get old, the songs from the 80s?
Oh, no, there's so many. And we don't stick to just one genre, and we don't stick to only the hits. So we get calls all the time from listeners saying, I've never heard that song before, but I absolutely love it. Huh. So it's not like we're playing only the number one hits from Madonna and Michael Jackson. On our station, you'll hear everything from everybody.
All right, well, let's get to some of it. And first, John, this is a pick from you. This is the 1985 song, everybody's heard this one, Take On Me by the Norwegian band A-ha. So, John, you now have the unenviable task of telling us something we don't know about Take On Me.
Oh, well, one of the things that I think is really cool is this is a song that I think a lot of people would agree it's a great song. But the reason most people like the song is because it got a lot of airplay and we heard it a lot. But it got that because of the video. Do you remember the video? It was a video where there's a lady reading the comics and the comics come to life. She goes into the comics, and that video stands up today. I mean, you watch that video, and it still is amazing to me that we were able to do that back in the 1980s.
And I'm trying to think if this song came out and that video came out before Video Killed the Radio Star came out.
It came out after.
This came out after.
Yep.
So video had already killed the radio star.
Yeah, well, I did. We're all still here. We're fine. We might be limping, but we're not dead.
That's right. Go radio. Okay, Heidi, let's get to one from you. This is the 1989 song by Biz Markie. This is Just a Friend. I started throwing bits. She started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to say. You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. Now, this was a huge song. The single went platinum in 1990. What do you like about it, Heidi?
Like it because John doesn't like it.
That's one of my least favorite songs in the world. And she puts, I'll be in the other room working, and I'll hear that song come on, and then I hear her laugh in the other room. I'm like, oh great.
It's impossible to not sing along to that song, and it makes you laugh and it makes you smile. And I think that's why I like it so much. It's just one of those fun songs that you hate to love, but you just love it. Except for John. John doesn't love it, which is why I play it as often as
well,
I do.
And whatever happened to Biz Markie after that one?
He was on. Did you know there's a children's show called Yo Gabba Gabba?
Yeah.
He's on that quite often, actually. Oh. Biz Markie is so. So he's keeping himself busy, it sounds like.
Well, let's get to the next one. This is moving from hip-hop to rock. John, you wanted us to hear the 1987 song Secret of My Success by Night Ranger. It's like the sound of electric guitar. I feel like there are about a million songs from the 80s that sound pretty similar to this one.
Well, and the thing, when you guys said pick five songs, well, we have about 5,000 songs from the 80s.
Wow.
We had to pick 1/1,000th of them to bring along. And we chose Night Ranger, Secret of My Success. The thing that was really fun about this, they had the opportunity to do this for a soundtrack for a movie that Michael J. Fox was in. And when they did this movie, when they had this opportunity, they were so excited about it. They sat down and they cranked out this song in like 2 hours, but they didn't call him back for like a week and a half because they didn't want him to know that they got it done so fast.
Wow.
And I just thought that was really cool.
Yeah. And what about Night Ranger? What should we know about Night Ranger?
Oh, they were just, they're an amazing band, and they're one of the bands that almost every song they did was a hit, but for some reason, people kind of forgot about the band itself. But, you know, again, they have so many amazing songs, and when they put on a concert, even today, they put on one heck of a great show. And that's a band that more people should know, Night Ranger.
All right, well, Heidi, moving right along, and we'll see if this one is another one that you picked just because John hates it. this is Nothing But a Good Time by Poison. Gotta get a break from the same old, same old. I have to say, I've heard songs by Poison, but I don't know that I have heard this one before. Tell us about it.
Oh, this one is my favorite song by Poison. I actually blew my knee out at a concert dancing like like an idiot to this song because I love it so much. And to this day, I have horrible knees because of this song.
Wow.
But it is one of my all-time favorites. And Poison is probably, if I had to say a favorite 80s band, it would probably be Poison because everything they did was amazing. And they were fun, and they were energetic, and they were just awesome. I loved Poison, still love Poison to this day.
And John, do you love Poison?
Oh, I do, yeah. And they still put on a great show to this day. And it was funny because when we started Sunny Radio 6 years ago, it just so happened that Bret Michaels was in Sioux Falls that same summer, and Heidi went to the show. Even though we didn't have backstage passes, she somehow found her way backstage. And there's a photo that's become kind of famous at our place of Heidi and Bret Michaels that, again, we're not exactly sure how she got back there. But there's
a photo be very convincing.
There's a photo of Bret Michaels kissing her Sonny on her shirt. And then there are a bunch of other rock stars along the way that when we go to these shows, oh, hey, you got to kiss my Sonny. So, but it all started with Bret Michaels at a concert she snuck backstage to.
Wow. Well, let's get to the last one here. This is a pick from both of you. This is Walking on Sunshine, Katrina and the Waves. So a feel-good song to finish with. What made you pick this one?
We just love that song. Our station is called Sunny Radio, so that's kind of our unofficial anthem.
Hmm.
And we did a big contest before we launched, kind of leading up to the launch of the station, asking people what song should be our very first song. And there had to be 400 people that suggested that song, at least 400.
How is it doing just 80s music on a radio station for business? Did it work out pretty well for you?
I think it's been amazing because here's one of the things that we've said from the beginning is we know who we are and we know who we're not. When we started, we had other stations tell us that'll never work. And here we are 6 years later. We have 150 listeners with our station's logo as a permanent tattoo, which is just crazy. But we've had a whole lot of fun doing something, marching to the beat of our own drum and making listeners happy all along the way.
And we've said all along we would rather be everything to someone than something to everyone. So that's worked really well for us to have that mindset.
Well, I will leave you by telling you that my favorite 80s song is Higher Love by Steve Winwood, which
oh, yeah.
I can listen to over and over and over again, and it never gets old.
That is a great song.
That was on the movie Date with an Angel. I don't know if you've seen that movie, but you should definitely see that movie.
It was also a really good movie from the 80s. It was also in the 80s movie, or maybe early 90s, Big Business, which is a great movie.
There you go.
Well, Heidi and John Small, owners of the 80s station Sunny Radio in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, thank you so much. It's been great having you both.
Yeah, thank you so much.
What a great song. You're listening to Here and Now.